is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Mayor Rubin in New York. Security is being beefed up throughout the nation because of concerns there might be violence ahead of Joe Biden being sworn in as president. In D.C., businesses are boarding up and the National Mall is shut down. Mayor Muriel Bowser was on NBC.
I think what we saw here last week is that we didn't take it seriously enough. We never believed that so-called patriots would attempt to overthrow their government and kill police officers. But that's exactly what happened.
Our Jeff Begays reports there are troops, fences, and razor wire around the Capitol to ensure what happened January 6th doesn't happen this
week. They photographed papers and a binder on a desk appearing to belong to Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
I think Cruz would want us to do this, so
yeah, absolutely.
I think we're good.
The rioters appear intent on a coup and harming U.S. government officials.
And CBS News has also learned that the vice president-elect Kamala Harris will be sworn in by Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. According to the CDC, the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 could surpass 400,000 before President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in. And states are hoping as soon as he takes office, he will get them more vaccines. KYW Radio's Jim Millward reports.
Pennsylvania is still in 1A. Montgomery County Commissioner Dr. Val Arcos says the limitation for them isn't finding enough arms.
It's fine to open up the age range lower, but we don't have any vaccine.
Incoming Chief of Staff Ron Klain on CNN says the Biden administration does have a plan.
100 million inoculations in 100 days. That would be a successful vaccination program unlike any we've seen in American history.
Music producer and convicted murderer Phil Spector has died in jail. Steve Futterman reports.
It was a complicated life. Phil Spector spent his final years in prison after being found guilty in the murder of an actress at his home. Spector's life before that revolved around music, especially a concept he called the Wall of Sound. This was one of the earliest examples. Another example, Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. And Spector used the Wall of Sound in one of the Beatles' final classic songs. Phil Spector was 81 years old. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
And don't forget to get a ticket. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is $640 million, and you might as well pick one up for the mega game since there was no winner on Friday night. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
Have you ever thought about saying goodbye to your job, just walking into your boss and saying, "I quit"? And how would you like to commute to work without ever leaving your home? Well, not long ago, a 39-year-old entrepreneur from a billionaire family spent $20 million in 3 years to find the best home-based business in North America. He researched 70 different companies, and when he found the only one that had real long-term potential, he bought it. And right now, he's looking for people to help him turn this company into his next billion-dollar success story. So if you're serious about making money from home without having to leave your home, well, grab a pen. Because I'm about to give you the address of a website where you can learn all about this unique and rare opportunity. Write this down. www.gohernext.com. Now get on your computer and go to this site now. Part-time or full-time, your income is based totally on your performance. Interested? GoHereNext.com and say goodbye to your boss tomorrow. GoHereNext.com.
Today is a big anniversary for a popular magic trick that has amazed audiences for a century. CBS News correspondent Jennifer Brown says abracadabra.
It's an oldie but goodie.
Every act in Las Vegas, Nevada does some version of this trick, sawing a woman into halves.
100 years ago today is the first time the illusion was done on stage in London by Percy Thomas Tibbles. At the time, women were fighting for the right to vote, and some saw the trick as extra amusing. As it goes, a woman is split in two and then magically put back together. Today online, magicians around the world are celebrating the legendary trick. Jennifer Brown, CBS News.
People throughout the San Francisco Bay Area last night reported feeling a magnitude 4.2 earthquake. About 5 minutes later, the same area in California was hit by a second lesser quake. There's no immediate reports of any major injuries or damage. Mara Rubin, CBS News.